The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the cabaret program.
And welcome to the cabaret. We have first timers having their first time in the cabaret. So welcome to the first timers. We got a red wine. We're going to get some bourbon later and we're going to have some fun. So yeah, kick back and relax and we'll learn about the band and hear some of their music.
Excellent.
Yay. All right. So before you start playing, why don't you introduce yourselves? There's only two of you, so it won't be difficult.
I'm Denise. I am percussion and vocals.
And I'm Andrew. I sing and play guitar.
All right. And we'll get the normal stuff out of the way first.
Okay.
How'd you come up with the name?
Gosh, Denise kind of thought of it, didn't you?
Well, I figure that every time that we've played out, that we've practiced, that we had a lot of our practices when we first met, under bridges and on the side of rivers and, you know, kind of buskering. And it always felt like a first time. Like everything we did was a first time event. So
that's right.
We just thought we'd be the first timers.
We'll try anything once. It's yeah. always a good time when it's the first time.
I was just thinking of that movie Memento.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Well, what are we playing?
Erase everything. It's like we never learn from anything. We just always do it for the first time.
Exactly. Well, that's not a bad way of doing things, right? And how'd you guys meet?
On social media, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Denise is an amazing visual artist. She does photo edits. And I'd been kind of stalking her on Instagram for like a year before we actually met up in real life.
And Andrew was somebody that I found also on social media. And we just connected through our love of photography and graphic design and music. And it just kind of blossomed from there.
Yeah, and our second date was on that iron trestle bridge in Lodo. She brought her little snare drum and a little table with a lamp and a candle or something, and I brought this guitar, and we just played our favorite songs down by the river, and something clicked.
Just kind of, went from there. Yeah, we connected.
And how long ago was that?
Gosh, it was 2.5.
Almost 3 years.
It's going to be 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. In the winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, that's enough of the background.
Okay.
Let's hear some music.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. My name's Andy, and I'm your host tonight, and welcome to the First Timers.
All right.
I went out without a coat because I had you on my mind. Now I'm cold and lonesome, baby. It happens all the time. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her head and cries.
She cries.
When it happens to a man, he jumps on a train and rides.
He rides.
He don't even know just where it goes. Somewhere down the line, that's all he knows. Now here I stand, my head hung low, muttering your name. I ain't going anywhere under the 45th Street rain. Ba ba da ba 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 da 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 ba 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 da ba ba. I have screwed up big and hard, and I've sabotaged my name.
My name.
My reputation's inside out, and my social skills are lame.
So lame.
I'm gonna make
so
you see me,
lame.
And how much
so
better
it
would be when you accompany me. Oh yeah. Now here I stand, my head hung low, muttering your name. I ain't going anywhere under the 45th Street rain. Ba ba da ba 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 ba. Here we go now.
Mm-hmm.
ba 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 da ba 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 da 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 ba 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 da ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba ba.
Play another one.
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah.
I'm gonna switch guitars for the next one. That song we just played was about us breaking up. I wrote it on 45th Street in Manhattan, but fortunately that didn't take.
Yeah.
Although the song took.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
I agree.
This song is also about stumbling around in the street. It's called We Did the Walk of Shame in the Wrong Direction. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's it.
Discovering the extent. You tried to stick your entire tongues out that poor girl's ear, and we got kicked out. That was usually how things went. We passed out on the Boulevard Saint-Michel, and all I remember of that was nothing.
Listening to the first timers here on the Cabaret. My name's Andy. I'm your host with Andrew and Denise on drums. So, Denise, how did you start playing drums? It's not unusual, but it's not regular for women drummers, women percussionists.
When I was first starting out, I was dating someone who was really into double kick type drum music, like Avenged Sevenfold, and it really wasn't my thing, but it taught me to play fast, and it taught me to play strong. But then I realized I really wanted to play music with more finesse, and when I met Andrew, I practiced more and more on refining my skills, but I'm self-taught.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Kick this Avenged Sevenfold to the curb.
And I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it was a while ago.
And Andrew, tell me, you know, how... It's not unusual for a guy to play guitar.
Right.
What? How'd you get started playing? And
Just as a teenager, I wanted to learn how to play Smith songs and Bauhaus songs. Just kind of sitting in my room playing, learning those songs by ear. And then when I went to college here in Boulder, I met a bunch of people in the dorm, my good friend Molly and some others. I used to play in a band called Tiger Beat at the time. And it was just sort of like by messing around with a bunch of people and making noise and seeing how loud we could get that I eventually over time learned how to write songs and learned some chords and things.
So how does it... So what are your obviously you have a certain sound and it's sort of a jazzy kind of thing, but you mentioned Bauhaus and we were talking about the Jazz Butcher before.
Yeah.
But how did you kind of like move that way instead of, folk or bluegrass?
Yeah. Well, definitely folk and country were the kinds of music that I heard when I was growing up that my parents were listening to. So that's in my DNA. I feel like John Denver and Willie Nelson and that kind of sense of melody. But then years later, I started listening to bossa nova, so like 60s and 70s Brazilian pop and French 60s and 70s pop. And I loved the way that kind of stuff sounded. So that kind of mixed with that country thing.
But if you listen to old Bauhaus, you have that sense of they have influences that aren't just goth or punk, but they're bossa nova beats. And we actually have a cover that we do of a Bauhaus song that kind of shows our liking for bossa nova. And we speed it up and jazz it up a little bit. And we are looking for horn players and keyboard players.
You guys are going to expand.
We want to expand a little bit for live performance.
Yeah, we'd love to fill out the sound. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There you go. Send your resumes, people.
Yeah.
Oh, so speaking of that, how would somebody do that? Where do they? Do you have a website? Is it just Facebook? Yeah.
So you can find us if you search for First Timers on Bandcamp. That's all one word with only one T, all run together. We have Instagram.
We also have a Facebook page. It's First Timers Band Denver, at First Timers Band Denver. You can find us on Facebook and also on Instagram. Instagram is at First Timers Band _Denver.
Yeah.
And you can see photos and updates on our upcoming shows and our album release. We've got an EP coming out here pretty soon. And once our bassist gets back in town from Tasmania, he'll be back with us. And that'll probably be in November or December. We look forward to Jason coming back and playing with us.
You guys going to do a big record release party?
Probably,
I hope so.
We just need a place to crash and do that.
So what's coming up next? What shows are coming up?
We're playing the Lion's Lair tomorrow night.
Oh, sweet.
For the festival or the anniversary of the open stage. We've been playing at the open stage for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're playing at Lost Lake on October 12th. Is that right?
With Mimi Monster and...
Girl Scout Heroine.
It's
going to be a really fun show.
Yeah.
And then Streets of London, I think, in late November, early December.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah, I mean, because we met at the at Syntax,
right?
And that was our first time there, also.
Uh huh.
So we'd been trying to go for a year and never got down there for anything. But I'm glad we made it for that trip. You guys opened up for a Charming Disaster.
That's right.
That was kind of a fun show because it was you guys couple, those guys couple.
Yeah.
Maybe they did that on purpose. I don't know.
When we saw a picture of them, we thought it was a picture of us at first. It's like, what happened to that suit coat? Oh, wait a minute. That's not me.
With less eyeliner.
Right.
Yeah, right.
All right. What are you going to play next for us?
We're going to play an original. This is Zero Bleeds from the Edge. It's a song about nothing, and it's got a couple of gems in it that Bauhaus fans might recognize.
Huh? Cool.
Zero bleeds from the edge.
sandwich bars and barbed wire. I kissed my babysitter. I still remember that kiss. I've been crazy a long time now. And I know I knew the secret long ago. I knew it then, now I don't know. As the century begins, still the 70s remain. It was in and going, ooh, ah, wow, ooh, ah, wow. Comb your hair and dress up, parade around through the stars and the stripes, and a bugle Yankee doodle-dee, and you wild the hours away at a wiffle ball game in 1999. Was a twinkle in the sky, and it might be roving satellites, or it might be something in your eyes. It was in the pandemic. At the fireworks display, we were lying in the grass and going, ooh. Got a loving cup in front of me. Baby, you're out of sight. No, I wanna get your love around me. Baby, might be tonight. After all this time, I just can't believe. I walk around haunted by the 70s. I walk around haunted by the 70s. And going, ah, wow. Ooh, ah, wow. Ooh, ah, wow. Jesus.
All right. The First Timers here in the Cabaret on KGNU every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We are live in the studio. And so tell me, how do you get the ideas for your songs? Who writes?
I write most of them. We've written a couple together, but a lot of them are, like, some of them are songs that I wrote 20 years ago that has been banging around and have never really gotten a good version of it, and we've kind of created that.
Andrew will send something to me and be like, hey, what do you think of this? And I really like, or I really can hear vocals, I can hear different drums, I want your input on it. And a lot of it's been changed just by my input. Yeah. But Andrew is the mastermind, I have to admit, behind all these songs.
The songs
I
become
just tweak
a lot more
them
rockin',
a little bit. Yeah. But we are writing some new stuff together as I get more and more, you know, experience with it. But I'm not naturally a songwriter, but
as a visual artist, as a photographer, and how is it?
That makes more sense to me. I can do the art, the album art, the graphic design and stuff like that. But I think about taking on the challenge of writing some of the songs, and we work well together, so I think they'll pan out at some point. But yeah.
Have you ever heard a song and just said, Andrew, this sucks. What were you thinking?
Yeah. Well,
there's been a few of those, huh?
Yeah, just more. Like, Andrew has written, you know, so he writes all the songs, but he also is notorious for playing the percussion and the backup vocals and the guitar, the bass, like, you name it.
Stuff in my living room.
Yeah, and so the only thing I could ever really say that where I could piece myself in is on the percussion and on the backup vocals, but I've said, like, hey, let's speed it up a little bit. Like, that's my fault is being a little bit impetuous and wanting to rock more. But yeah.
Well, no, it adds, and I was only teasing it, obviously.
Yeah.
But it adds, you know, it definitely adds something, and it adds some energy to it.
The voice that I always hear in my head from Denise's voice is always saying, faster, stronger, harder, louder.
Let me off the chain.
Yeah, which is awesome, because for so many years I was just a bedroom guitar player. It was just me strumming and whispering, you know, songs. So my voice has gotten a lot stronger from playing with her, because I got to sing over the drums now, and that's been a really great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good you're here, because otherwise it'd be like Everything But the Girl or something.
Right. We get comparisons to the White Stripes when we play
sometimes, yeah,
together, but. Yeah.
Because we usually wear suits. This is one of the only times we've ever played where we're not wearing suits.
Well, nobody's going to see you.
So. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But we try and we have a stage outfit. We were kind of a Captain and Tennille at the last Intact show with Ted Thacker.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's listening. Uh-huh. But buy the Red Tack album if you're.
Yeah, it's freaking amazing. The Red Tack.
Yeah. It's great. So anyways.
So we've talked about what Denise does. What can we talk about your day job?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a teacher. So I teach in Jeffco Public Schools. I'm a resource teacher. I work with the English as a Second Language department. And I teach at UCD in the Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Education program.
Which means what?
So I teach linguistics in the master's program. My students are all practicing teachers who are getting their master's degrees in English as a Second Language.
Wow. That doesn't hurt when you're a writer,
I guess.
Writing lyrics.
yeah. But although sometimes I have to force myself to break, you know, the rules, and to not worry about that stuff.
You know? Yeah. Did the song before where you mentioned George Michael?
Yeah.
And you were talking about Paris, I guess, right?
Uh-huh, right.
So were you? What was that based on? Something that was real?
Yeah, it was. It was based on the adventures that a friend and I had. His name is Jeffrey. He and I lived in Paris for a couple of years in the early '90s on a study abroad program, and had a lot of adventures and misadventures in that city, and in Boston and in other places. And he and I used to busk on the streets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the songs we always used to play, which
we
always
had that in common.
Yeah,
I mean, busking.
We used to play that George Michael song, Faith. Faith, 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 and that always brought the coins in.
And he'll like every once in a while on stage, he'll turn around and give the ladies a show.
Yeah,
shake
the booty.
Shake it, yeah.
You can't sing about that without shaking your booty.
Right. Yeah.
Because the first time when I was in Europe was 1984, because I'm old, and it was the summer of Wham. I mean, everybody was wearing those. All
black
the
black and white graphics.
Yeah, the t-shirt.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about Europe, and I just you know, flashback to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Those were the days.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So so you have the album release coming out, and uh-huh. why don't you give your social media information again?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Instagram is @firsttimersband_Denver. And that's where you'll see all of our images and updates on albums, upcoming shows, just us hanging around doing silly stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook is @firsttimersbanddenver. It's all one word.
And First Timers is always one word with one T.
One word, one T. We couldn't afford the second T when we registered our name.
Yeah, it's always weird when there's the T's and the G's and the different things together.
And
yeah.
it's funny because no one ever spells it right. And we, it's all lowercase, but all lowercase, one word.
One day they'll know.
Yeah.
One day.
It's funny. We tried to make it as difficult as possible.
As it should be. They gotta work to find you.
That's right.
Yeah. What's your next show? When's your next show? Do you have one booked?
Tomorrow night at the Lion's Lair.
Uh-huh.
We're playing at about 10 o'clock.
And it's going to be other bands supporting Paul Washam.
Yep.
Is that his last name?
Yep. He runs the open mic.
He runs the open mic, and we text him, like half an hour before we're going to get there, like, hey, like we're going to be there for open mic, and he has the drums set up, and we're usually like one of five people on the bar list, but
it's one of the funnest places to play.
One of our practice spaces, and it's given us our stage presence and credibility. Mm-hmm. But
and then Lost Lake on October 12th with Mimi Monster and Girl Scout Heroine.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great show, too.
That'll be mm-hmm. fun, yeah.
All right, what are you going to play next for us?
We got Always Hungry.
Mm-hmm.
She was always hungry, she was always on the run. She said, "You're my lightning bolt, and you will always be the one. But if the earth is round, and if the time is now, we'll tattoo wings upon our heels, let's fly more swiftly into love." Upside down, she was making like a tumbleweed, rolling out of town. But somewhere in the dark, a kiss becomes a spark. She puts a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in, the light gets in.
To the First Timers here on KGNU in the Cabaret. My name's Andy, and we'll have another half hour of you guys, so I'm super glad you're here.
Sweet.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I wanted to mention that last song was inspired in large part by the poetry of Charlie Mirhoff, who is my favorite poet and a longtime resident of Boulder years and years ago, a denizen of Penny Lane. His poetry continues to inspire me to this day. That song contains many of his lines. I want to make sure he
it's
gets
awesome
a shout out
to
for
see
that.
Him commenting on our stuff. Like, yeah. I thought he was this mythical, fictional figure. And
well, he is that,
he's
too,
only
but he's also a human.
His,
and a great writer.
In his poems, yeah. But yeah, he's a huge influence.
Yeah.
Cool. They had a, wasn't at Penny Lane, because that doesn't exist anymore, but last night right. they had a tribute, is it 60 years of On the Road now?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so they had a little...
That Laughing Goat.
Laughing Goat yeah. last night, yeah.
Cool.
All right, I don't want to break up your momentum here. Why don't you play one more, and then we'll talk some.
Okay. Let's do Bella.
Okay.
White translucent black capes back on the rack. Bella Lugosi is dead. Bats have left the bell tower. Victims have been bled. Red velvet lies the black box. Bella Lugosi is dead. Undead, 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 undead.
Undead, undead, undead.
The virginal brides filed past his tomb. Times dead flowers bereft in death they bloom. Alone in a darkened room.
The count.
The Bella Lugosi is dead. Undead, 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 undead.
Sitting in the back of the Syntax at the show, and you started playing that, and we're like, wait, that sounds familiar.
Hopefully you were dancing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is you are listening to the First Timers here on the Cabaret on KGNU. My name's Andy with Andrew and Denise. And so... We were talking about, I wanted to go back and talk about the first Bauhausian song.
Uh-huh.
So when you first started playing the first notes, what instantly came to mind was Who Killed Mr. Moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if that was
well.
Oh, Zero, or?
Yeah, you're talking about the, not Bella Lugosi, but
the
song we played a little while
ago,
the Zero Bleeds from the Edge.
Yeah,
yeah, well, the amazing thing seeing David Jay in that backyard concert this last summer was I had forgotten how influenced I was by that music.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of those songs, I remember learning chords specifically from those songs. And so I feel like I have it in my DNA, a lot of like the song structure, the tempo, or I don't know, something about the tone or the mood really is just like soaked in.
The mood.
So I wasn't trying to remind anyone of Who Killed Mr. Moonlight, but I can see where that comes from. It's totally in there, because so much of my guitar playing comes from that.
Yeah. You mentioned some other bands, but who else are your influences? And
boy, is this so many to
too many to name. But that era is strong.
Yeah, I think like for The Cure and us, REM.
Just our age and growing up in Colorado and
yeah, Willie Nelson for his sense of melody.
Yeah,
can't be beat.
Mm-hmm.
Caetano Veloso is my favorite songwriter. He's a Brazilian kind of bossa nova guy. Still going.
Tom Zay.
Tom Zay. Jobim. Man, there's too many to name.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And what about you?
Oh, gosh. You know, The Cure, obviously. God, I could go on. Violent Femmes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Violent Femmes. Lyric writing. I mean, just all around songwriting. Like, we were camping, like, a couple months ago and just kind of re-listening to the album, you know, in a different setting with different ears and a different age. And I can't believe how... I mean, he probably made that in his bedroom, right?
I mean, when he was in high school,
Like
that first album, yeah.
They were witty, buskers.
Yeah.
And they were buskers. And that's really at the root of what we do, is that we want to take it to the streets all the time. And we want it to be accessible for the homeless and the rich and famous. I mean, it, just anybody. We just love playing.
Music for the people.
Yeah, music for the people. First time for everything.
Do you ever go out and still... Buskin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like our, I don't know about 16th Street Mall per se, but.
No, but down in Lodo, like by the river,
mm-hmm.
We've gone down to the river several times.
Kind of our old haunts, like off the Platte River.
Or Cheeseman Park sometimes.
Believe it or not.
Just go sit there under a tree in Cheeseman Park and play.
Comfortable. Bring some wine and some a little picnic and kind of as the sun's setting and we take pictures and kind of make a night out of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes ride bikes down there. So we'll just have a shaker and he's got his guitar strapped on his back.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty romantic and it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty totally. Awesome. We try and keep it fun.
Yeah, well now you're going to have at least 5 or 6 more people down with you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need to have somebody meet us down there with a keyboard or a guitar or something.
A guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to ask you? Dang, that's horrible. Have you guys toured at all? Have you got on the road?
We talk about that, and that's one of the reasons why I pared down my kit. I had just this huge kick drum that I bought off of eBay, never played it. Just, you know, I had some money to burn, you know, when I first started playing. And it just was so heavy and all DW hardware. I mean, it was just kind of, you know, like the Avenged Sevenfold, like, kit. And I bought a Slingerland, and it's a 60s, I think it's a 66. But, and it's portable. Everything just kind of, the legs fold in. The stands are a lot, you know, easier to carry. The hardware especially, you know. So we're definitely talking about going on tour so that we can... Mm-hmm. Fit it in the back of our car and and just, you know, just be mobile. That's kind of one of our dreams too, is taking it around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be able to. I mean,
but you need to pare down your stuff though. You know what I mean? Unless you have a van. So
yeah, we have a Prius.
So. We're one of those people.
It was pretty pared down.
Pre-Prius, but we packed a little Nissan full of drum gear and drove it from California back to Wisconsin.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's doable. It's squishy, but it's doable.
Yeah. No, we love it. I mean, why not get your money's worth and get the gas mileage and everything? And, you know, because when you're on the road, you're not really thinking about making money or thinking about the experience. So we want to...
Yeah, so are you guys from Colorado? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Both of us.
I was born here.
Well, I was born in Michigan, but grew up in Colorado since the age of like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grew up in the suburbs in Littleton. So, you know, you get bored out there. So you definitely have to make your own fun. Mm. And music's always a huge part of it.
Right. That's the good thing about living in the suburbs, I guess. You have nothing else to do.
You have nothing else to do, so you have to be creative.
Yeah.
And we used to have these little radio shows, you know, with our neighbor friends. And Andrew did the same thing. We have such parallel lives. It's weird. But, you know, we'd take, like, an old tape case and a couple of pens, and you'd do these little, like, what we're doing now, a little radio show. And you'd lip sync and make up new lyrics to, like, Huey Lewis and the News songs. And
I still have the cassettes in my garage.
Yeah.
Mag Flayemo. Uh-huh. Dozens and dozens of those.
Yep. And you just, you know, just be whoever you wanted to be at that time. It was fun.
Yeah.
But that was probably the ultimate start.
Yeah.
The ultimate first timers were,
yeah,
were started back when,
then.
We were,
yeah,
when we were kids.
We're still, yeah, doing the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except this is a non-imaginary radio station.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's
this
real?
Is the real deal.
Is it?
Is it's
it
real?
Real?
It's real.
Okay.
Over the air and on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And if anybody wants to hear this over again, you can on our online sister, whatever you want to call it, afterfm.com/cabaret with a K.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
No C. So. And so this is the first timers, and why don't you play something for us?
Okay.
Right.
How about a song about women?
All right. Sounds good.
Song.
Oh,
we
thank
have
you.
A lot of,
yeah,
fun with that one.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That was one of my favorites that Andrew wrote, because he taps into, you know, the heartbeat of women. I think he understands what a woman wants. You know, as far as
sometimes I still got to work on it every day.
Well, yeah, we saw a few things, but everybody's got something to learn. But.
Right.
You know, I like this song because it's not just about, like, you know, let's go, let's do this. Like, you know, women want to be finessed, you know?
I do know.
Tell us, Denise. Yeah. What
would it take?
Is there anything else?
You know, a little wine, a candle, and go down by the river and play some music. That's it.
I was thinking martini with that song.
Martini or a Manhattan. Yeah.
Exactly. And the little, like, that was, I mean, they totally tapped into the 1960s, like, I don't know, cosmopolitan kind of.
Yeah.
Sound to me, cool. Anyway.
Right, yeah. That's what, right? That's what we're going for. Yeah. That kind
of. I can't even remember how it originally sounded, but
it was a ska song.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, that was definitely one of those like quiet, whispery in my bedroom kind of songs. And then when you added that bossa kind of poppy beat to it, then it turned into like a jazz cocktail kind of song.
You, like, you were kind of witnessing a scene going on outside of a window.
Like, yeah, I wrote that when I lived in Mexico, right off the Alameda, and like watching the people cruising, and the you know, dudes trying to make a move on their ladies on the park bench right in front of me. I was just, oh, come on, dude. You know, don't, like, come on. That's
no
not
game,
what she
huh?
wants. Yeah, exactly. It's like watching that happen every
You're
single night.
Up. Yeah.
So I wrote that song to send a message, but all I ever did was whisper it on my balcony.
And as a woman, I mean, you know, of course we've had that happen, so it's nice to be a part of a song and also to back up sing to a song that I totally agree with.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It worked.
Yeah. I know you do Bella, and do you do any other covers? Do you like?
We've got one
more.
We
have plenty of time.
We do a Sonic Youth cover too. And it's funny because Andrew and I both know and like the lyrics. And the melodies and everything, and the breakdowns and everything to a lot of the same songs.
Yeah.
And so it was really easy to do covers. Like, actually, we didn't really do anything but like maybe Google some lyrics. But otherwise, I know we're kind of making people sick right now. But anyways, like it just ended up working.
Aren't they so sweet?
Gross, I know.
Because I was thinking a bossa nova cover of, we were talking about the Jazz Butcher before, and how we all like them, him.
Yeah.
And but I think a bossa nova cover of Caroline Wheeler would be
oh man,
pretty cool.
We got to work on that one.
Yeah,
next time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my request.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next time we come back up here, we'll have that ready for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, all right. We need projects.
Yeah. All right, so. You know, for me, because I don't play, I do this. I always love to hear the song when, you know, I pick apart the songs like, oh, that sounds like that. Oh, that sounds like that. Oh, that sounds like that. So it's fun to hear a band bands that don't take themselves so seriously that they don't do that themselves. And it sounds like you guys do that.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I feel like I don't know what a song sounds like until somebody else says, oh, that sounds like that.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Right.
We just kind of do what we do.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes songs evolve over time and they completely change.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some really quiet songs turn into rockin' songs and vice versa.
Wait a minute, like you're singing my part and then I'm singing his part. And it just, we lose kind of track of what it was.
Right.
But nobody will know because it's the first time anybody's heard it.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, it's the first time for everybody.
Yeah. And you guys too.
Right.
Like, I go back and listen to our recordings at the Art Institute. We recorded with some students there to kind of help us both out. And I was just getting out, starting to sing. And I was like, oh my God, like, please, like, just shoot me. Like, don't ever let that get out. So it's kind of cool to see how we've evolved just from that kind of stuff a couple of years ago and getting started together. So
it's very cool. I'm glad we're able to get you sort of in this space. You're sort of early stage, moving into mid stage, you know, it's great.
Moving into our midlives and moving into our lives, as personally and as a couple, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of. I honestly never thought it would work, just playing in a band with somebody I was in a relationship with. But
I always knew it would work.
Yeah. So he always kept it going. I was always like, nope.
There you go. No. Reel back in.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you let something like this go?
No, it's amazing. Look,
we had a lot of fun. Yeah, we had fun with it.
Without sounding... Yeah, never mind. I can't even say it. Never mind. It wasn't going to come out right. But
I don't want to make people puke.
I didn't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, right. No.
You got to...
We're not easily offended.
You know, girlfriend who's a drummer, drinks black coffee, and you know, I mean,
I always joke like I like my coffee like my men, but I don't know.
You got to get
that
back in
that doesn't work right now.
All right, play a song for me.
Okay. On that note.
On that note, yes. Quickly, please.
Okay. Yep.
You are listening to The Cabaret on KGNU with the First Timers.
Fallen Anvils?
Yeah.
Song about love and death called Fallen Anvils. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Fallen anvils I have known, sudden romances that break every bone. Love of a woman can shatter your spine, grind you to dust on the ground when you thought it was just a good time. It comes out of nowhere when you think it's all fine, much like the windshield to the wayward dragonfly. I have done nothing of which I'm ashamed, but I know there's an anvil somewhere overhead bearing my name.
I like that song. How did that? How did that? How did you? How did that come together?
Honestly, not one of my favorites. But he loves it.
That's one of my favorites because it's so much fun to sing. Because it was also a whispery, quiet bedroom song, and then playing over the rhythm, I had to sing it a total, like a whole octave higher, and it really turned into a poppy. I don't know. It sounds like a doo-wop song to me. And it came from angst. It came from just pure
angst. I'm picturing angst, background singers in that shooby-doo-wop.
Oh,
shooby-doo-wop,
shooby-doo-wop.
But I don't know, we have to... So if there's any shooby-doo-wop singers out there...
Oh, yeah, we're looking for keyboard players. And
shooby-dooby-doo
horns
singers.
And shooby-dooby-doo singers.
And horns, yep.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple more minutes. I'm going to have you play a song in a minute or two, but I wanted to give you one last chance to talk about where you're playing and where to find you.
Okay. October 12th is our next major show at Lost Lake with Mimi Monster and Girl Scout Heroine. I think we are opening that one.
I think so.
Yeah. So I'm going to say 8 o'clock. And tomorrow night at the Lion's Lair, it's more for fun. And then we have a show sometime in November, December at Streets of London.
Will that be the record release party, or are you going to do something different?
That actually might be the record release party we're hoping for. We're going to shoot for that. And when our bassist is back in town. And
Sid Pink.
Mr. Sid Pink, Jason.
Yeah. How long has he been there? Because he wasn't there with you at Syntax.
He's been in Tasmania for several months now. He's developing a television show, I want to say.
I don't know. He's just got an amazing life. Like, he's living in, like, an old converted church or something now.
But he's coming back in November, I think.
Yeah. So we get new sunglasses every time he comes back, and that's all that matters. No, I'm just kidding. No, he travels a lot, so we get some fun stuff out of the deal, but yeah.
All my kids they get nothing when I go away.
But we miss him a lot, and he'll be back soon. And
yeah, he adds a great element to the song with bass lines and really, like, thickens up the sound.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to him coming back. Mm-hmm. But we'd love keyboard players, horn players, shibidi-wop singers, anybody as long as they're sexy as hell and can play an instrument. Right?
Yeah, you have to out-sex Andrew.
You got to have some fine clothes, too.
That's the number one requirement.
Yeah. Nice hats, sunglasses.
Sunglasses, yep.
Well, I'm gonna have you play out. We have a few minutes left. But you have to play a 3.5-minute song.
Okay.
You've been listening to the First Timers here on Cabaret. My name's Andy. Thanks to George and the gang in the control room. They did a bang-up job again.
Thank you.
We're here every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And if you want to hear the show again, over and over and over again, you can listen to afterfm.com/cabaret. And you can hear all the archives on KGNU there. So it's a pretty cool thing. All right. The First Timers here on Cabaret. Thank you and good night.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
100%.
Okay.
I can never forget you, the way you rock the girls. Sassafras of frizzle, blasting my underworld. Stick a knife in my head, sticking about your eyes. Now that you've been shot dead, I got a new surprise. But I've been waiting for you just to say, hey, this altar chick is mine. All I know is you got no money. That's got nothing to do with a good time. Can you forgive the boy who shot you in the head? Should you get a gun and go and get revenge? It's one of the percent of my love, sent to you, true star. Hard to believe you took off. I always thought you'd go far. I've been around the world a million times. All you men are slime. Head goodbye, I am dead. Wayne's World Rockers, it's time for crime. Hey! Woo!
Is that long enough?
That was perfect.
Okay.
KGNU would like to thank the Open Media Foundation for their in-kind support. Denver's Open Media Foundation has video, audio, and studio production equipment, as well as editing and graphics stations, in addition to classes to learn how to use them. Denver Open Media is Denver's local community media center, located on 7th Avenue between Santa Fe and Kalamath. The website is denveropenmedia.org.
KGNU. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.